T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
This always makes me think of DeMar DeRozan now. I hope his quad is better. I know we're going to talk about that with Cody Westerlund at 12:25, amongst other things.
We are. I just want to know when it happened.
Well, I mean, it's the nagging injury, right? This is getting off topic, so I want to get back on topic. Peter King, you can argue, has dictated the news cycle this week for us regarding the Bears in Chicago, because in his Football Morning in America column for NBC, he talked about his really candid and honest conversation that he had with Ryan Poles, where, in stark contrast to the regime before him, told Peter King exactly what was going on with his thought process in trading with the Panthers that number one overall pick. So we got to talk to Peter King yesterday on Football Night in Chicago on NBC Sports Chicago. It airs every night at 6. It's also on YouTube for those of you who miss it, but sometimes not everything makes the air because we only have a 30-minute show. So I asked Peter King about that number 9 pick now that the Bears have it, after he and Ryan Poles had a chat.
You know, as I wrote the other day, I think it's going to be really, really interesting if Jalen Carter slides the way it appears he might. And I'm just saying he might. Okay? So here's what we know right now about Jalen Carter. Great player, dominant player when he was fully healthy. Okay? And we know that late in the season, that Todd McShay of ESPN said that Jalen Carter may have some either attitude, off-field concerns. And so, you know, there might be something in his background that you're going to want to look into, okay? Then, obviously, you know, the terrible car accident that took the lives of two people in the Georgia football program that apparently happened when there was some sort of racing going on. And obviously, Jalen Carter was involved in that. And he has been sentenced to what isn't a significant sentence, but clearly he was found somewhat culpable in whatever it was that happened that evening. So I think now when you look at it, you start to wonder, okay, what are we getting in Jalen Carter? And, you know, would Jalen Carter, who I think for a large part of the pre-draft process was considered the number one overall prospect. So now, what is Jalen Carter for your team? Okay. Is he a guy who you can take on and be absolutely confident he's going to give you 8 years of 95% of Aaron Donald play? Or is he somebody who, after you draft him, you're going to go to bed that night and say, man, I hope we did the right thing? So now you wonder, where will he go in this draft? And I think there's a chance. How good a chance? I have no idea. I mean, we're still 6 weeks away, 5.5 weeks away from this draft. So I do think that there's a chance that Jalen Carter could be there at number 9. And the question is, would Ryan Poles, Matt Eberflus, and the Bears staff, who I'm sure are going to spend a lot of time investigating him, would they be comfortable enough if he's there to take him? Or do they say, you know, we really need to invest in protection for our offensive line? And would they say, Peter Skoronski might be a tackle, he might be a guard, but our grades on him are very high, we feel more comfortable taking an offensive lineman right now, even though we do have need along that defensive front? Or do you say maybe the best available tackle, Paris Johnson of Ohio State? Do you say that we don't have any questions about his ability to play right or left tackle, whereas a lot of people say, and I think it's not as big a deal as people want to make it out to be, that Skoronski's got short arms and so therefore he may be a guard? And do you want to pick a guard ninth overall? Well, if you know he's going to be as good as let's say some of the great guards who've been drafted in recent years, maybe you do. But I also think that they would probably have some significant questions about taking a player at nine who they believe is probably only going to be a guard.
So he didn't say the name.
Right.
But if you're telling me that Skoronski is as good as Quentin Nelson as a guard, yes.
I mean, that's where all signs point for me.
If he's that good, if he's that much of a beast, and I don't know if he is. I mean, Nelson's very special, like John Hanna level guard. He's a great, great player who happens to play a very unheralded and difficult to appreciate position.
I go back to, is this the storyline that's going to dominate the draft now at nine? And obviously I talked to Peter King about a multitude of things. And one of the points that seems to be coming, I think at least the storyline that seems to be coming together, is that Jalen Carter's falling. We don't know how far he's going to fall. We have the Brad Biggs report earlier this week from the Tribune saying that the Bears plan on meeting with him. Ryan Poles has said that. They're taking the extra effort to do so. How much of it is a smokescreen and how much of it is maybe given their system and what they want to do, that this is actually really now feasible?
There was another name.
That trade wasn't made until after this news came out. Do you really think he's going to be there at nine?
We don't know yet. I mean, there's so many variables still.
Let's go over the draft order again. You've got the Panthers, Texans, Cardinals, Colts, Seahawks from Denver, Lions, Raiders, then the Falcons.
It's the Lions thing that really worries me.
Man, that's why when you nail a trade and you get that pick back that's that high, man, this is a franchise-defining draft for the Lions, given how they've built so far. They could get exponentially better.
Well, if Jalen Carter is what we think he could be and he's next to Aiden Hutchinson, that's
dude,
no fun. That's no fun.
And if you're the Bears, do you give that any thought?
No, I don't want them to draft defensively. I really don't want them. If you're saying give it thought, as in what are we going to need offensively if they've got those beasts? Yeah, you have to, because Hutchinson is sort of a Justin Fields kryptonite kind of thing because of his ability to move.
Well, let's face
because
it.
Of his length and bend and athleticism.
An average defensive line could be Justin Fields' kryptonite because of the offensive line in front of Justin Fields.
Well, we'll see. It's already better knowing that he's got guys that he can look for a little quicker downfield who he can trust rather than putting it through the hands of Equanimeous St. Brown or off the chest plate of Dante Pettis.
Now, this is a bit of customer service here because I don't think we would be doing our jobs if I didn't ask him about Jaxon Smith-Njigba, given the connection with Justin Fields, given that, say, you saw how the Bengals built. They were like, okay, forget this on the line. Let's just get our guy. Let's get the Ja'Marr Chase to Joe Burrow. So I asked him about that possibility.
I don't think it's impossible, but I do think that in having spent a high second round pick, for Chase Claypool, and in making DJ Moore a huge part of this trade, my gut feeling is, unless they absolutely love the Ohio State receiver, that they'll probably go in a different direction.
You got okay. your, I feel like you got your WR1.
Oh, no doubt.
DJ Moore.
No doubt.
That is an embarrassment of riches in the receiving room, especially in contrast to last year, if that were to happen. But that still doesn't help your line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.